Hello, hi, can I help you today?
Hi there. Thanks for picking up. I'm just testing out your voice AI service to see what you offer. Could you tell me a bit about your main features and how your platform stands out?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Ah, Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to meet you.
I've definitely heard the name in the AI space, especially with companies like Acme Plumbers using your tech. Could you share what makes Dasha AI special compared to other voice AI platforms? What's the secret sauce?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries. Lead generation and revenue growth, those are always tricky. We often struggle with reaching prospects in a way that feels natural and engaging, plus following up without sounding robotic. How does Dasha AI handle those human-like conversations? Does it really sound that natural?
Tell me more about struggling to reach prospects naturally and following up without sounding robotic.
Sure thing. So the challenge is that many automated calls or messages come off as stiff or scripted, which turns people off quickly. It's hard to keep the conversation flowing naturally and respond to unexpected answers. Following up can feel pushy if it's too repetitive or mechanical. How does Dasha AI tackle that? Does your AI adapt on the fly to keep things smooth and human?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Ah, I love that question. If a year from now Dasha AI has exceeded expectations, I'd imagine our lead generation is running like a well-oiled machine, calls that feel genuinely human, prospects engaged and interested, and a steady stream of qualified leads flowing in without us having to micromanage. Revenue growth would be noticeable, and our sales team could focus more on closing deals than chasing cold leads. How do you usually help clients get to that point?
What do you mean by calls that feel genuinely human, and why is that important to you?
Great question. By calls that feel genuinely human, I mean conversations where the AI sounds natural, like it's really listening, responding with the right tone, and adapting to what the person says instead of just reading a script. That's important because people are way more likely to engage and trust a voice that feels real. It helps build rapport and keeps prospects interested instead of hanging up. Does Dasha AI use any special tech to achieve that?
Tell me more about how building rapport and keeping prospects interested impacts your business.
Absolutely. Building rapport means creating a connection where prospects feel heard and understood, which makes them more open to what we're offering. When prospects stay interested, they're more likely to move through the sales funnel smoothly, reducing drop-offs and wasted effort. That directly boosts conversion rates and ultimately revenue. So having AI that can build that kind of trust and engagement, that's a game changer. How does Dasha AI train its models to build rapport so effectively?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, one big challenge is scaling personalized outreach without burning out the sales team. Also, managing follow-ups efficiently without sounding repetitive or annoying is tough. We want to keep leads warm and engaged, but don't always have the bandwidth to do it well. How does Dasha AI help with scaling that kind of personalized, natural outreach?
What are all the ways scaling personalized outreach and managing follow-ups are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Scaling personalized outreach without the right tools can lead to inconsistent messaging and missed opportunities, which means fewer leads converting. Managing follow-ups poorly can annoy prospects or let them slip through the cracks, hurting our reputation and sales pipeline. Together, these issues slow growth and waste resources. So finding a solution that automates this naturally would really help. Does Dasha AI offer features to handle both outreach and follow-up seamlessly?
Can you go a bit deeper on how inconsistent messaging and missed opportunities are impacting your sales pipeline?
Absolutely. When messaging isn't consistent, prospects can get confused or lose trust because they hear different things from different reps or channels. That inconsistency makes it harder to build a strong brand impression. Missed opportunities happen when leads aren't followed up with promptly or the right way, so they lose interest or go to competitors. Both issues create gaps in the sales pipeline, making it unpredictable and harder to forecast revenue. Does Dasha AI help keep messaging consistent and timely?
Wow. It sounds like inconsistent messaging and missed